We mentioned a little bit earlier on about the marina in Greystones. What is actually happening at the marina in Greystones? Glen Bay informs Wicklow County Council that final build at Marina Village is cost prohibitive. That's what we're reading. Independent councillor in the area, Tom Fortune, says this is unacceptable. There's a massive public investment in this project. This requires a full transparent investigation. And Tom Fortune joins me live in studio. Now, Tom, this was a response that you had on social media, and a lot of people are very strongly responding to what you wrote. You might give us a little bit of context around that.
Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning.
Well, obviously the harbour project, as it still is a project because it's not finished, has been going on since it kicked off back in 2004, and it's gone through various stop starts for at times for good reason. But we've just been we were told a couple of weeks ago at a district council meeting that the developers, Glen Bay, were basically finishing, and they weren't going to finish. There was two blocks to be finished, Block D and Block K. Block D was bottom floor kind of commercial, and then apartments over it, and then Block K was commercially focused, and they weren't doing Block K because it wasn't basically viable. Now, I was astounded, as were other councils, I believe, when I heard that, because there's been massive profits made out of this particular project. We've never been able to see the contracts for it. We were always told they were confidential and commercially sensitive. I think that ship has well sailed now at this stage, and those contracts, I believe, should be available to us as public representatives to view. And I don't think that the developer should be allowed leave. Now, to be fair to Wicklow County Council, they don't agree with it either. But I don't know what that's going to mean in the context. So I'm basically calling for a proper at this stage proper transparent look at it, involving the local authority and the public representatives in the area, and hopefully that will happen. Now the at the meeting when we were discussing it, I suggested to them at one stage, well, hang on a minute. If they are going to walk away, they shouldn't be left walk away without putting something in place and put a proper building in place, for example. Because I've been advocating for a while now for the cancer support group in Greystones, because they are doing fantastic work in the district, and they urgently need a good proper premises. And so why can't the local authority and ourselves sit down with the developer and if they're not going to do what the Block K has planned, put in something that can be used by the community, get some community gain from it. Now that's essential. And then on top of that, then as we're talking about the project in general, the fishermen have not been looked after. That's been gone. I mean, that's the most unfairest part of all this particular project. They were an integral part of the original discussions when the projects have been set up, and then the plans were changed and suddenly they weren't part of it on the plan, and that's been going on forever, and now it's ended up very awkward, and there's lots and lots of stuff going on around that. So the fishermen need to be facilitated as well, and it all needs to be looked at. But I think at this stage, what I mean by the transparent side of it is that we do need to see the contracts at this stage and see what the obligations are, because we don't know, because we haven't been told properly.
And it seems that the project outcome is very different from the original plan, which is something you've mentioned many, many times, that you kind of were promised a lot and now it's changed. And as you said, it's gone on for so long, it's difficult to remember where the starting point was.
Well, that's what happens with things at times. Time moves on and people forget. But the project, when it kicked off, there was a lot of input or attempted input locally that wasn't listened to. And what's actually after happening is the things that were highlighted and the issues that were highlighted and the concerns that were highlighted are now coming to fruition. And then over time, what happened was part of the project at one stage went into NAMA, then it was bought back out of NAMA, and it's ended up mainly a housing development. Now, there was always houses going into it, but it was never going to be just a housing development. And as I say, there's a marina there as part of it, and the fish, it must be the only harbour in Ireland where fishermen are kind of told you can't come in here. Which it's just crazy. And at this stage of the game now, rather than going over history and repeating ourselves, we just need to now, I think, properly sit down, have a look at the contracts. And I don't think the developer should be allowed just move on just like that, because they say it's not. I mean, recently you probably read it yourself. There was a lot of apartments were sold on to I think it was a German investment fund. So, I mean, there's been loads and loads of money, I believe, made from this. And I think the community deserved better. I don't think there was enough community gain out of the project also. So I think at this stage now, if there is going to be some discussion around Block K not being developed as planned, it then needs to be properly discussed as a community project, as I said to you earlier, and that needs to be involved the developer before they're allowed to walk away.
And I think that transparent investigation that you're urgently calling for, you seem to have great swell of support from the community around. I noticed even some of the comments, a lot of comments there underneath your post, particularly around the fishermen who are still not facilitated, as you said, and just people wanting to know what the future holds. So really, that investigation is something that I think you'd get support from the community. This is what they're calling for as well.
Yeah. No, when I say the investigation, I'm not trying to be dramatic in any shape or fashion. I'm just saying we need to have a proper look at where it is, what's going on. I don't think it's good enough for the developer just to announce that they're not proceeding with for example, Block K. But as I said to you at the beginning of the chat, to be fair, the local authority don't accept that either. But I want to make sure now between the public representatives and the local authority that we work as one unit on this, and we make sure they just don't fly away and just leave it as is. And as I say, there are community requirements, and I can't emphasise enough, and I'm going to say it to you again, the council support group in Greystones urgently need a proper facility, and let's put that into the mix, and let's make sure there is community gain out of this in a worst or best case scenario before they're allowed to walk. But also, there needs to be an urgent meeting. And that's where I'm calling for the transparent side of it. It needs to be fair and open to people, because most people in the area don't know what's going on, mm-hmm. haven't a clue, and they only hear about these things when they're announced out of the blue. So I see it as my responsibility as a public representative to call this out, because this was a PPP project, a public-private partnership, and the public investment into it was 34 acres of foreshore. And at the time, land was being valued at 4 million an acre. Mm. So that's a massive public investment.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it needs to be transparent, and that's why there needs to be a proper investigation into it. They can't be allowed to walk away and just take all the profits out of it and say, we're not doing that because it's not viable. That doesn't make sense to me.
So what are the next steps then for you? Where do you see this going, Tom, in terms of next steps? You've made that public forum there where you said there needs to be, you said it's unacceptable, you know, there needs to be that investigation, transparency, and the clarity is required around it and where the money's coming from.
Well, the next step, Andrea, is for us to have further discussion as public representatives, and I hope and I presume that my colleagues will support what I'm saying, and we sit down properly with the local authority. I believe the local authority are on the same page, and then we say, okay, how are we going to deal with this? I mean, what? And we have to come up with a solution to it, or else the developer is going to have to be told straight, you know, you have to finish the project as planned.
And they're saying it's cost prohibitive, so, you know.
Well, yeah, we need to look at that. What does that mean?
Exactly.
I mean, when you look at if you wouldn't have to be even financially an expert to know, if you just went down and looked at the development as is now and looked at the different elements of it, sure, there's been lots and lots and lots of profit made from it.
Mm.
So I just don't think that's fair, and I don't think it's acceptable to the community either.
And not the response that you were hoping for. Thank you so much for coming in. Councillor Tom Fortune, he's expressed his views there very clearly. We'd love to hear from you. What do you think? You can text or WhatsApp us in 087-77-11-103. I know that somebody's saying this is happening up and down the country with promised amenities not provided in the end.